Ladies and gentlemen, the show you're about to hear may contain a few bad words or bad ideas. That's just the way it is. Listener discretion is advised. This is Drifter in the Dark, broadcasting from the University of Manitoba in Winnipeg.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. My name is Paul McAvoy. With you again is Saturday night for an hour's worth of music. A lot of good stuff coming up tonight. Well, it's all good stuff. It's good every week, I think. I like it anyways. Hopefully you guys do. We have a lot of good stuff tonight. Mostly new music. There's a lot of great new music coming out that I've been meaning to play or just recently heard and then wanted to play right after. So there's a couple slightly older tracks, but for the most part, gonna be getting through some of the new stuff that's out. That was Fucked Up. I can say that because that's their band name, and it's after 9 o'clock. Are they from Toronto or is it Vancouver? I want to say Toronto. I believe they're from Toronto. New single out from them called Razor Voice Joyce, and yeah. I guess I'm a casual fan of the band at best. I don't celebrate their entire collection, but I do like the odd track here and there, and I'm really enjoying that single, so hence I played it for you. So thank you again for tuning in tonight, wherever you are. Hopefully it's nice. I always pre-record these, or most of them anyways, and I'm assuming it's going to be nice, but you never know. Maybe there's a torrential downpour going on. I don't know, wherever you are. In the rain or not, you're listening to the show, so I appreciate that. Let's keep it moving. Some more new stuff. I'm going to play a new single from Dilly Dally, also from Toronto, one of my favorites in the last little while. And this is the from their sophomore album coming out in September. Second album. When I say sophomore, it's kind of dumb. Whatever, their second album, second full length. Really excited about this. It's called Heaven. But we I have the single here. Not exclusive to me. I'm sure other people have played it, but First, I heard it today for the first time. I didn't realize a new album coming out, so really excited about that. So I'm going to play the single, lead-off single from the album, and then we got some more new stuff coming up. Some Hold Steady, Gadabai Voices, Ty Siegel, lots of stuff. Dumb, Jeff the Brotherhood's got some new stuff. We're going to play that as well, so stay tuned for that. But first, though, let's play some Dilly Dally. This is a track, as I mentioned, called I Feel Free, from their upcoming album, Heaven, on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
We're started again. Thank you.
hands, flickering Boston over in slow motion. Spring 40 seasons, the focus out of reasons you have to hide.
Listening to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Let's just say they owe me a favor. I did something for them. What it is doesn't matter. Here's what's important. It's gonna be easy. It's gonna be simple. Put it up to his temple. He's expecting our call. Yeah, they know our intentions. They approve of our methods. They consider us partners. Going out through the window, leap through the terrace. They still owe me a favor. What it is doesn't matter, 'cause they got earpiece dudes in a fortified fortress and a wholesale crew that does some pretty big business. I got something we can do in Las Cruces. Got some new information from the chef and the chauffeur. They put the stash in the stove, they keep the cash in the toaster. Tantalus cruises to dump blue with jokers. I hope I still know you when this is all over. South of the entrance, drive it down to Las Cruces. Do the thing that we're doing. Push ahead to El Paso. Stay as long as we have to. She's got a line on some guys that are kind of insiders. Said she worked with a cook. Said she slept with a driver. They know we're coming, but they'll still act surprised. Yeah, they'll still act surprised. 'Cause there's just one way in, and it's a fortified fortress. There's a way that it works. It's a particular process. Chef and the chauffeur. They put the stash in the stove. They keep the cash in the toaster. Dallas cruises. They don't play with jokers. Split it three ways with the chef and the chauffeur. Yeah, I've known those guys for a bit, and it sounded like they're pretty much over it. Didn't see any stone, no sign of a tree.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. The Hold Steady with a track called The Stove and the Toaster. It's a split single with another track called Star 18. It's out now. I think you can get the, I don't know if it's on vinyl. I know you can get a physical copy, sort of A-side, B-side. As well, you can download the tracks as well. And I think when you download, you purchase and download, there's a donation made to a fund of theirs. So, yeah, get it. It's good. They're both good. I'll play the other one next week. That one's a good one, though. Stove and a Toaster by The Hold Steady. No new album out or anything. They're on tour, though, the Constructive Summer Tour. And it's basically to celebrate the 10th anniversary of Stay Positive. Awesome album. I can't believe it's been 10 years now. Holy crap. Wow. anyways, Hold Steady. Favorite of mine. If you get to see those guys live, see them. They are a fantastic band. Live and otherwise, but... awesome live band. All right, and what did I play before that? Guided by Voices, a track called You Own the Night, a single from their upcoming release. And by upcoming, I mean in I think February 2019. It's a double album they're putting out. If you go to gbv.com, there's a quite interesting write-up there. I don't know if Bob Pollard did it, but basically it lays out the next 2 years, or some of them anyways, of the releases for Rockathon and GBV. Which is kind of odd. I guess he's getting old. I don't know. Maybe you want to get everything in order and you know, scheduled. They've even got an album announced. One of those tracks actually on this split. The single is split with another one, another B-side. That track is coming from an album in 2020, apparently. So, yeah, they're planning very far ahead, which is pretty weird for them, considering they just seem to release stuff left, right, and center. And by they, I mean Bob Pollard. But anyway, so the double album is coming out in 2019. There's a whole series of some seven inches song EPs coming out, that kind of thing, kind of like they did back in the day. And that is one of the singles you can get now. You can buy it, I think it's like $6 off their site. You Own the Night, the name of that track. And yeah, I'm liking this new lineup, this new GBV lineup. It's got Doug Gillard back there again too, so it's quite good. Quite good. I say that a lot. I love GBV. I'm glad they're still putting out music as GBV. Before that was a new track from a band called Lonely Parade, who I've been into for a little while now, a few albums back. This is a three-piece out of, originally from Peterborough. They're now based out of Montreal and Sudbury. Their new full-length, this is called The Pits, coming out on Buzz Records. And I read a few things that say this is going to be like their big breakout album, which hopefully it is, because they're really good. I'm loving this band. I've loved everything they put out so far. So Weekends is the lead-off track off this album. And then before that was the single from the upcoming Dilly Dally album, which I'm also highly anticipating, named Heaven. And that track's called I Feel Free from Dilly Dally. So there you go. Some nice new music there. And so every week, I always mention I'm part of the They Might Be Giants Dial-A-Song radio network. Dial-A-Song, they've done a few different versions of it. The 2018 version, it's online. You can go to dialasong.com. You can listen to the weekly track. It's mainly done through their YouTube page. You can listen to this show as well as the show before me, and the rest is noise. We are part of the 2018 Dial-A-Song radio network of DJs playing the weekly tracks. As well, you can call a toll-free number. I think it's still around. They don't have the original Brooklyn number. They couldn't retain the rights to that. But if you don't know what Dial-A-Song is, I mention it every week. But if you don't know what it is, look it up. They Might Be Giants Dial-A-Song. It's pretty self-explanatory, though. And as far as I can tell, no new song this week. I was waiting for it, and I don't see it. At least on the Dial-A-Song page, and I checked the wiki and I don't see any release. So maybe they're taking some time off. They are starting their European tour, and then they're going to be hitting Canada very shortly in October. Looking forward to it. It's going to come right around the corner. Seems like it's far away, but it's actually not. So because they don't have a weekly track, I'm going to play a track off their new album, many songs of which are part of the Dial-A-Song project. And the new album's called I Like Fun. Who doesn't? And this track is called Lake Monster. And I got another They Might Be Giants song coming up a little bit later. I'll tell you why, though. But not that I need a reason, but there is one. But this is Lake Monster from They Might Be Giants from the new album I Like Fun on Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Of the U.S.
hypnosis like a mass hypnosis, cause a mass hypnosis isn't happening. No hypnosis like a mass hypnosis, cause a mass hypnosis isn't happening. Oh, the silence. Oh, the silence. Thank you.
to Drifter in the Dark on 101.5 CJUM.
Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. If you've been listening since the start, or if you just tuned in, thank you for listening anyways. what did I just play there? I'm losing my train of thought here. That was some new Jeff the Brotherhood from their upcoming album, Magic Songs. There's not anything about this. I checked their website and it doesn't, I don't know, it looks like they haven't updated it in a while. Nothing about it here. You can find some articles about it. It's out in September. I saw something about the vinyl coming out in October. I don't know if they're spacing out the release. Maybe digitally September. It should be September, though. Although we have an advanced copy, so I played it, which was handy. That track's called Parachute. And they've kind of rounded out a little bit, and they're now a four-piece, I believe. They've added some instrumentation a little bit. And definitely a different sound. If you listen to the whole album, which you may not have yet, but it's a little bit of a departure from what they kind of sound like. But I read an interview with one of them and one of the members, and I can't remember if it was which brother it was, but they basically said they kind of sort of hit a dead end with their original sound, and there kind of really wasn't anywhere to go, at least creatively for them. So they've just expanded the sound, and for the better. It's really cool. I'm enjoying this album. But yeah, my first listen through was like, this doesn't quite sound like Jeff the Brother. A little bit it does. But it's kind of a bit of a departure, at least for me anyways, from what I'm used to hearing. But that's always a good thing. Bands need to evolve, right? And I think you're going to like it. If you're a fan of the band, I think you'll like it. And if you're not, I think you will too. Or maybe not. I don't know. I don't know who you are. Maybe you don't like any of this. But you're listening, so I'm assuming you like some of it. So thank you. Anyways, before Jeff the Brotherhood, what am I saying? Dumb. Not that I sound dumb? I don't know. That was Dumb, the band, from their album Seeing Green, which I'm really enjoying and playing a lot of that and listening to a lot of it. Power Trip, the name of that track, a nice short one. A lot of short songs on the album, but it's really good. This is a band out of Vancouver that is, they're going places, as they say. Before Dumb was, what did I play for Dumb? I played some, I'm totally forgetting what I played. I'm losing my train of thought here. What did I play? Oh yeah, some Ty Segall. There we go. I really need to write this down. My friend, it's Ty Segall and White Fence, the collaboration. Those two, it's out now. Ty Segall and White Fence. My Friend, the name of that track. And the album's called Joy. It's a very good album. A lot of short songs on that one, too. Sort of, there's like some full-length ones and then some kind of little filler things in between. But it's really good. And if you're, I'm a huge Ty Segall fan, so enjoying this one. As well as his latest full-length, which is still getting a lot of play around my house. Or on my phone anyways, and record player. Before that, I played some They Might Be Giants. As I mentioned, there is no Dial a Song track this week. I guess they're busy kicking off their next leg of their tour, so I played a track off the new album, I Like Fun, and who doesn't? So, and you should have this album. If you're a TMBG fan, you already do, but if you're not or a casual fan, get this one. It's well worth it. Let's move right along. I'm going to play some more new stuff. This whole hour is chock full of new music. And I'm going to play some more Jill Barber. I'm really enjoying her new album, too, Metaphora. And this track is called Love Is. So we got that and lots of other stuff. A few more tracks coming up to end off the show, but we still got lots of time. So here's some Jill Barber. Enjoy. On Drifter in the Dark, 101.5 UMFM.
Buzzing like a bee in the hive. I've been working the whole day through for that sweet something to make me feel alive and to bring home some honey to you. The fruit from the vine. I've been pinching the salt from the sea. I've been trying to turn water into wine and keep it breezy.
Cause love is
taking what you get,
and love is
giving all you've got,
and love is
having what it takes to get there.
Taking
what you get,
and love is
giving all you've got,
and love is
having what it takes to get there.
Ooh. Ooh.
just as sweet and sinful as pie, and just as easy.
Cause love is
taking what you get,
and love is
giving all you've got,
and love is
having what it takes to get there.
Cause love is
taking what you get,
and love is
giving all you've got,
and love is
having what it takes to get there. Everybody in the world with a heart that beats, everybody in the world has a heart that needs, everybody in the world with a heart that beats,
everybody in the world
has a heart that needs.
Cause love is
taking what you get,
and love is
giving all you've got,
and love is
having what it takes to get there.
You
love me, love me, love me like you do.
Michael Rault. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Michael Rault, I think, is his name. Out of the Light, the name of the album is It's a New Day Tonight. I've seen it on our charts for at least a week or two now. Been meaning to listen to it. Finally got around to it. I'm glad I did. It's an awesome album. You'll be hearing more from that, I'm sure. Before that was a reworked Charles Bradley track from Changes. It's Charles Bradley and the Inversions, which is Victor Axelrod, I think, has produced that. It's called What You Doin' to Me, and it's reworked to kind of have sort of an early reggae sound. So it's a little different from the original version on Changes. And I think on Changes it was You Thought I Didn't Know or You Think I Didn't Know, something like that. I think that's the name of the track. It's a different version, but kind of gave it new life. So I just heard that the other day. I thought I'd play that. That's out now. I think it's like a 7-inch you can download and buy. Before Charles Bradley was some St. Paul and the Broken Bones here at the Folk Fest. They played on the last day from Alabama. That track's called Call Me. And I just heard them not too long ago playing Google Music for my kid. And I'm like, these guys would make a great Folk Fest act. And sure enough, they were there. And before that was some new stuff from Jill Barber. Her new album is Metaphora. I played a few tracks from already. I'm really enjoying it. And that track is called Love Is. So that's it. We're done. You can email me here at drifter@umfm.com. Find us on Twitter @drifterumfm. You can find me on Facebook as well. You can like us. And download. There's links to the podcast. You can download this show and the past few shows if you like it. Hope you do. And that is it. I'm going to leave you the track from an album called Lincoln from They Might Be Giants, which is their second album, which is now 30 years old. And it's going to be re-released in October on a brand new red vinyl. Remastered, so I'm looking forward to that. And they're going to be in town around there too, so that's perfect timing. You can pre-order it now, I believe. And I'm going to play my favorite track, probably one of my favorite They Might Be Giant tracks in general, but definitely one of my favorites from the album Lincoln. And I'll leave you with that. Hopefully next week there is another Dial a Song track, but if not, I'm sure we have lots of other They Might Be Giant songs we can play. But until then, here's Snowball in Hell from They Might Be Giants. Hope you have a great long weekend, the rest of it anyways. Enjoy, and I will be back on the air and talk to you all next week with some more music. So, my name is Paul McAvoy. This has been Drifter in the Dark. Thanks for listening.
Expect to find a salesman drinking coffee this late in the morning. How long you been here, Joe?
Oh, I don't know. I guess 45 minutes, maybe. Why do you ask?
You must be making a lot of sales, piling up good income.
Oh, I'm doing all right. I could do better, but... Oh, I get it, Paul. Back on that old time is money kick, right?
I'm not back on it, Joe. Still on it.
Avalanche roadblock, I was a snowball in hell. Avalanche roadblock, a jailer trapped in his cell. Money I owe, money I owe, money I owe, money I owe. Avalanche roadblock, I was a snowball in hell. Yes, I was a snowball in hell. Yes, I was a snowball in hell.